Welcome to Cuenca Fe for Tax Day, April 15th, 2024, Year of Our Lord. Ready or not, this is the day we render unto Caesar the things that are Caesar, and we render unto God the things that are God. Actually, every day we should be rendering unto God the things that are God, but I hope you're ready. If you've not, you've still got till the end of today, midnight, to file an extension, then that'll give you till October to file your taxes. And some of us, I won't mention any name, enjoy that and take advantage of that. But praise be to God, we live where we live, and we are able to do what we can do. And I pray nothing will ever jeopardize our democracy or our freedom. But we're looking at the gospel for this coming Sunday, which is the Gospel of John, chapter 10, verses 11 to 18. Now, John 10 is one of my favorite chapters in the Bible, because the verse right before it, verse 11, John 10, 10, is one of my favorite verses. If you don't know it by heart, look it up. Click back on your internet Bible, or just flip the page or look further up the page, and you'll see my favorite verse. But we're calling this devotional El Buen Pastor, which means the Good Shepherd. And if you're ready to get into God's word, because I am, verse 11. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. The hired hand is not the shepherd and does not own the sheep. So when he sees the wolf coming, he abandons the sheep and runs away. Then the wolf attacks the flock and scatters it. The man runs away because he is a hired hand and cares nothing for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep that are not of this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. The reason my Father loves me is that I lay down my life only to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have authority to lay it down and authority to take it up again. This command I received from my Father. This, dear friend, is the word of God for the people of God. We say, gracias a Dios. Thanks be to God. Well, friend, happiest of Monday to you in spite of it being tax day. But may the peace of the Lord Jesus be with you and yours. Now, as we pray today, let's keep the family of Mr. Jesau Osuna Arevalo in your prayers. On Saturday, we held a memorial service for him and the very welcoming and loving church, that Smiley United Methodist Church in Smiley, Texas. Don't tell anybody, it was one of my favorite churches when I had that district as a district superintendent. Got a chance to meet their new pastor, the Reverend Tommy Myrick. He's the pastor of Smiley, and he graciously allowed the family and for me to officiate and have this memorial service in his fine church. And so thank you, Brother Tommy, for allowing us. It was a very emotional time for his family. And as you can imagine, they are still grieving. And so may God's comfort be part of our prayers, requests for all of those who loved him and miss him very much. Very special thanks to my dear friend and brother, Mr. Johnny Fogle, who is a good friend to the brother of Jesau and who did most of the legwork to get all things ready for this memorial service and for all of the funeral arrangements. May God be with them and bring everyone peace. Now, friend, in my opinion, there's perhaps no other name for a church that touches my heart as much as El Buen Pastor. I was born into an El Buen Pastor church in Kingsville, spent the first 13 years of my life there. Then in our move to Houston, we joined an El Buen Pastor church there. It didn't hurt that our previous pastor in Kingsville was now our pastor in Houston, wonderful man, the Reverend Refugio Castro. Now, this passage explains why the church fathers and mothers of those churches and many others years ago chose such a special and powerful name for their congregation. Now, of all the I Am declarations made by Jesus in the Gospel of John, this ranks up there as the most relatable to the time when Jesus lived. Everyone during Jesus' time either had a shepherd in the family or they themselves had been a shepherd or knew someone who was. So they related, they understood what it meant to be a shepherd. So this declaration reminds them of the work and the love, more importantly, the love that real shepherds had for their flock. Now, in his declaration, Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd," and defines what that means. The love of a shepherd for his or her flock is a special one, one where the shepherd knows his sheep's weaknesses and also his strength. And he or she is willing, as a shepherd, because of that love, to die for their sheep. The hired hand, on the other hand, Jesus said, will not lay down his life because they do not own or love the sheep. In fact, Jesus says they run away. Jesus was hitting the religious leaders of his day with that statement. He loved the people, and he would die for the people, as we well know. The Jews did not love the people and had, on many occasions, run to protect themselves. "I am the good shepherd," Jesus says again. "I know my sheep," note his love, "and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for my sheep." Jesus speaks of other sheep, not of the same fold, indicating his love, listen to this, for all people, regardless of race, ethnicity, or background. His desire is for all to be brought into his fold, united under his loving care and just awesome grace. But Jesus' love is not just words, it is action. He proved his love by laying down his life for us on the cross, taking upon himself the punishment for our sins. And not only did he die for us, but he also rose again, conquering death and victory over sin and giving us the assurance of eternal life. Isn't that awesome? I say it is. Let's pray. Awesome God, we thank you for the gift of your Son, Jesus Christ, our good shepherd. Thank you for his sacrificial love, demonstrated by his death and resurrection. Help us to fully grasp the depth of his love for us and to respond with gratitude and obedience. Guide us each day as we seek to follow him faithfully, for it's in his strong and precious name we pray. Amen. Dear friend, have a great, blessed day in the Lord. Here's your call to action. Spend a moment or two reflecting on God's love for you personally. Then pray your thanks to him for this sacrificial love and ask him to deepen your understanding of it. And then emphasize Jesus' love in your relationship with others. And that means all people, no exceptions. I love you and I thank God for you. And I pray the Lord bless you and keep you. This has blessed you. Spread the word. Hit all the like buttons, all the buttons there. Let them know that this ministry truly wants to win the world for Jesus Christ. Again, I say it. I love you and may the Lord bless you and keep you. Amen.